The head coach of the Cavemen, Ron Heklinski, is with us. I'm sitting here. I can't read anything that he's writing down, but I'm watching him read, or write, anyway, some of his notes before the game. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing really good, and even if you could see him, you couldn't read him anyway, because my hand, I mean, my dad was a dentist, and so he taught me how to write like a dentist would write.
There you go. All those scripts and all that good stuff.
Yes, no one could ever copy it, trust me.
Yeah, Vince Tedderio is along here with us as well. And, Coach, this is senior night for you, the last game of the regular season, the final game, the final regular season game of your first season coaching this team. And you've talked since the beginning about bringing your culture here since you got here. Has that whole process in this first year been easier, harder? How's it gone compared to maybe what you thought it was going to be?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I thought these guys have been really, really responsive. It's always tough when you're coming in and you're doing new things and you're asking kids to do things that maybe they hadn't done before either from a basketball fundamental standpoint or just a time period or things like that. And I think these guys, my hats are off to these guys, because these guys have really worked hard. They've done a nice job. The process is really just getting started. So you know, it takes a year, a couple of years to get everything involved and get everything in. But I couldn't be happier for these seniors. That's, you know, I'm in this building process the first year, and have laid the groundwork for everybody else to come after them now.
We're going to talk specifically about some of those seniors in a little bit, but we'll grill you a little bit more first.
I tell you what, Coach, you know, obviously we've seen all the home games, and you can see how these guys have grown as a team, and that's obviously coming from the way you want to build this program. But specifically in the last game, the team defense you guys played and how it just, they were hustling all over the floor. It led to your offense, and I mean, it just seemed like everything came together so well in the last game. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, John Glenn, the last home game here was John Glenn. John Glenn is a really good high school basketball team. Beat South Bend Washington, beat Marion.
Right.
And we knew coming in that they were going to be really tough and really strong. And really, in order for us to be really good in that game, we had to play hard. And we really did that probably for the longest of any game this year, maybe 28, 29 minutes. Then on Tuesday night against Concord, our last quarter was really good. And so hopefully, you know, I mean, going into the state tournament, going into the St. Joe game, St. Joe's a really good basketball team, by the way, and going into this game, hopefully we can keep those concepts in place. But, you know, that's the tough thing with young kids. Today, you know, they might be really good. Tomorrow, through no fault of their own, just, I mean, they're kids. And so we'll see what the consistency looks like tomorrow.
Talking to the head coach of the Mishawaka Cavemen basketball team, Ron Heklinski. And Coach, now think back. This, again, this is the last game of the regular season. Think back to November when things got started. I'm sure you've probably got less hair, or at least more gray hair now than you had at that point. What's maybe something that you, when you looked at that team in November and you went, man, they are just never going to get it. But now you're sitting here at the end of the season and things went a lot better than maybe you thought they were going to.
Well, you know what? I think it's probably just learning how to play hard for long periods of time, whether it's at 6 a.m. when you're going through running workouts and being intense in that, or whether it's in practice or whether it's on game night, just learning how to give a maximum effort and play hard all the time. I think our guys are doing that now for longer periods of time, and that's progress. I mean, those are little small steps, and that's progress. I think our seniors, John Binion, really has done a great job of being a leader for these guys and every day on the court coming to work. And my hat's off to these eight seniors on that.
Was there maybe a light bulb moment for this team where all of a sudden it just seemed like it was happening?
Yeah, when I kicked about six balls and hit about six light bulbs up here in the cave. And that's a strong kick to get up there. But
that's a break the light bulb moment.
Yeah, that's a light bulb moment. And not really, just I thought we played really well in the Marion game and probably should have won that game and took Marion down to the last possession of the game. And I thought at that point, I think our kids started to kind of believe in the whole thing. And then once they do that, kids are pretty resilient, by the way. Mm-hmm. And once they do that, and once they understand that we didn't tolerate guys not playing hard, we didn't tolerate you not not giving a great effort. And if you're not going to give that effort, then you're going to sit for a while. And I think they got through that process pretty good. And now I like the way we're playing.
Well, we want to talk about some of these seniors. Obviously, we touched on John Binion. I'm going to go back to the last game. What a kind of a coming out party for Trayshawn Jeffries. Holy, he was everywhere on the floor and nowhere at the same time. He had to have 10 steals. I mean, we didn't see the final stats or anything, but it seemed like every time you guys needed a big defensive stop, there he was, diving after the ball, getting dirty. I mean, he played very, very well. Talk about him a little bit.
Yeah, he's a tough kid. I'm in this senior program tonight. You're going to read all the seniors made a quote, and I thought his quote was really interesting. He said, in every game I've ever played, in every court I've ever been on, I've always been the smallest guy, but I've never known I'm the smallest guy. And that's how he plays. He's got a heart the size of Texas. He'll make some mistakes, and then he'll come back and he'll make some great plays. He's playing as well as he's played right now. I'm in this second half of the season.
That's interesting. I like that. I really like that quote. I mean, he's listed at 5'5". I don't know if he's really 5'5" or not, but like Vince said, you don't have to be 5'5" to be a good high school basketball player.
Yeah, no, he's quick. He makes up for his size with his quickness, and he's really intelligent on how to play the game. He's really coming into his own now late in the season.
You're constantly working on fundamentals. Even we see you out here in the warm-ups before games working on a lot of those fundamentals. Have you driven your guys crazy with that stuff this year, just drilling it into their heads?
Not really, because I think you work them hard and then you back off and you find a time maybe to give them a little breathing space a little bit. But when you come to practice, there are certain things you better get done, and playing hard and executing and doing the things that we want you to do are the things that you need to get done.
And we were talking about your starting lineups. We were joking about it the other day. You've had so many different starting lineups this year, and everything that you're talking about, what happens in practice, shocker, it dictates what happens on game day, right?
Practice is the great measuring stick. I mean, are you kidding me? I mean, if you're not going to bring the effort, if you're not going to do what you're supposed to do in practice, then really there's no way you're going to do it in a game. So our guys know to practice hard, and just practicing hard isn't the deal. You got to practice right. And I think our guys are really learning how to do that now.
You've got sectionals with Penn coming up next week. It is senior night tonight. How do you keep your guys focused for tonight's game?
Well, it's always been one game at a time. That's how it's always been here. And right now we got St. Joe. Tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock we have Penn. And we'll put the Penn stuff in tomorrow morning and get going on them and try and finish this season up the right way tonight against St. Joe.
Ron Heklinski is the Mishawaka Cavemen varsity basketball coach. They're taking on St. Joseph here tonight, and it is senior night, and you've had the posters of those seniors up on the wall here in the cave all season long. I want to go through each one of them. Now, you don't have to write a book on each of them, but I want you to tell me a little bit about each of them as we go through this list here tonight. And let's start at the top of the roster. I'm just going to go numerically, start with Peyton Johnson.
Yeah, great shooter, shooting about 46% from three. When he gets his feet set, he's automatic most of the time. Against Penn, he made five in a row. Against Goshen, he came in off the bench, made five or six in a row. The other night when we played John Glenn, he made two or three. I mean, he's just automatic, and he changes the game. Now, his deal is when he rushes his shot, it's not as good, and so we're always talking to him about getting his feet set.
How about a guy who is also a pretty good football player, Isaiah Evans?
Great football player, came out this year. We decided to keep him because of his body and his physicality, and he's done a nice job. He's been a great practice player for us and is a really, really good kid. Going to go to Indiana Wesleyan to play football.
Yep. All right, Brian Brayton.
Brian, man, I wish I had Brian another year. He's very athletic. We have eight seniors, so, I mean, there's got to be some guys that don't get a lot of clock. Started a couple games for us, played really well early. Had a little bit of a back issue, kind of set him back a little bit. Now he's, trying to get himself back in the rotation, but a super kid.
You talked about Trayshawn Jeffries. Anything else that you want to add with him?
He's just a dynamo. He's a great kid. He gets after it. He loves basketball.
How about the next guy, Kenny Minifield?
Man, he hit a couple big shots against Concord late in the game, and really good shooter. Sometimes we'll forget a couple things along the way, but he's a great kid, and he's had some really good moments for us.
Dylan Hall.
Outstanding. What a really good player, averaging about 12 or 13 points a game. Gets to the rack as well as anybody that I think I've ever coached. You know, all he needs is a half a step, and he can get to the rack. He finishes really well. I'm looking forward for his play in this game tonight and then as we move into the sectional.
John Binion.
Yeah, the big warrior, man. He's if John Binion was 6'5", 6'6", the big fella would have a chance to play somewhere at the next level and you know, have one of those Ds after a D1, D2, something like that. But,
right.
I mean, he's 6'2". He's a warrior. He understands how to play. And he's just a joy to be around every day.
And a reserve forward for you, Corey Madeira.
On cavemansports.com, he talked about his role. He said, Coach Heck told me I'm not going to play a lot, but my role is to make our guys better in practice. And spot on for Corey. He's a great kid. It's exactly what he does.
Last guy I want to mention, not on the team, but he's up there as well, and that's a guy who's a student assistant with you, Micah Gabler.
Yeah, Mike, you don't think he's a student assistant. He thinks he's an assistant.
That's right.
And I love Mike. Micah just does a great job, loves basketball. Anything I need, he's wonderful. We're going to miss him, you know, as much as any player.
All right, Ron Heklinski, we appreciate it. We've enjoyed being out here in your first season with the Cavemen. Good luck tonight, and of course we look forward to seeing you next week when sectionals start against Penn.
Hey, thanks, and you guys do a great job. Thanks for doing our games.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Ron. All right, that is, again, Ron Heklinski, the head coach of the Mishawaka Cavemen.